My life is brilliant. My life is pure. I don't think I know any other words.
An angel.
Okay.
Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man.
That line.
I won't get no sleep at night, cause I've got a plan. Hey, beautiful.
Bad song.
Also, why does he drop the F-bomb?
I don't remember that part of the song. Sing it, please.
I was effing high.
Oh, yeah.
So random.
Effing high. Can I say that?
Well, you said it.
Well, you did.
I guess I just did.
Guess who works at a church? Two out of the three.
Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long-distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because...
No, you guys, I've never felt older this week. This is my hot take of the week. I'm okay because my wrist hurts and my back hurts. And the only things that I've done is play Top Golf. That was kind of a fun thing.
I saw that you did this week.
But my wrist.
I beat all the boys on my team. I'm dying to know.
I literally beat everybody, my whole team of 12 people.
Is there a video of you swinging?
I think someone did get a photo. I'm not talking about a video.
I'm talking straight. I want to see your swing from beginning.
I would love
to
see that form. If it's a photo, it better be live.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't on my phone because obviously didn't take it on my phone. But look, live leaderboard, score 143. I beat all the boys. I don't even know if you can see that.
Wow.
This was the first game. Oh,
can you like? I've never been to Top Golf in my life. Can you explain the concept and what it even means?
Oofed.
Do you know the concept?
Okay, I might be a bad person. I've only done this twice in my life. The first time I was awful, and this time I won the first game. So it's really night and day difference. Essentially, you can choose whatever games you want to play. So obviously, you know, like
nope.
I don't know any of the games. Nothing. Yep.
I'm starting from scratch.
So there's like three levels that you can go on. Obviously, ground level, mid level, higher level. You want to be the highest up because it's just better up there. And we did get the third level, which is great. Like,
why
physically.
Is it better?
Floor three. It's just easier to aim for targets, and it's just like more fun. I think the guys that like are golfers on my team, they're like, it's just better. They're like the fairway and blah blah, using terms that I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Okay. That kind of vibe. And essentially you get to, they call them bays, but it's just like a little area with booths that you can sit at. And like you can have six players and two spectators per bay.
It's like bowling alley booth vibes?
Kind of. I would say, yeah. Kind of like a U shape. So you're all like sitting in a U. And you have a big monitor that has like the live dashboard, which we'll get into in a minute. Essentially just like keeping score every game, who's winning. But it's almost like a big iPad, and there's like, I mean, tons and tons, maybe like 50 plus games that you can. I might also be getting that wrong, but I'm going to just say for the sake of it, 50 plus games that you can select. So you can select a game where once you hit the ball off the tee, like wherever it rolls, like you get points for as many tiles as you hit, because the ground is made up of small little tiles. So that's how it knows where you hit it. And so it like can calculate the distance and like which bay and which person hits it, which is still wild to me how it knows when like, say, 30 people are going at once in all different bays, but it knows who hit it. Crazy. That kind of technology, I don't really get, but you know, that's for another time. That's going to be for an episode on things we don't understand. And we're going to table that for...
It's going to be a 12-parter.
I was going to say, we could do that once a month.
No, literally every episode just start off like five things. Anyway, so the game that we played, the one that I ended up winning was there's like six targets out on the field. And the closest you get to the target, you get points. And somehow I have really good aim with Topgolf and my driver. So I like hit it in the like the smallest hole that you can. It's like a ripple effect. So there's obviously a little like smaller, little bigger, little bigger. And you get points for everything. But if you obviously make it in the like bullseye, you get the most points. And I did that twice. And both times got me 50 points.
Wow.
So that's how I get, everyone's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, honestly, luck. But I'm going to take
that. Did you
that
tell them that you played tennis once?
I know how to swing. I think some of them know. I know. I'm like, I can swing. Well, what's funny is the first time I played, which was not even like a month ago when I was in Vegas, I did so bad, and I think it was because I was using the wrong golf club. Mm. Now that I know how, like, which one I want to use, I want to use the driver, and I know that I want to put it on tee, and I know which stance I want to do. So now I've kind of, like, figured out the system.
Whoa.
She's a and golf I think girl. That's, I know.
She's
I know.
Standing on that stance.
Maybe a little golfer girl. Anyway, but there's a the other game I played, I think, Casey, you would actually like this. I don't know why.
Not you, Mare. Just me.
In just case.
Sorry. I don't know.
Mare, you'd hate it.
Mare would actually.
There's competition involved. You'd hate it.
Mare would just be over there on her bouncy ball. I feel like Casey.
Not even on
my
bouncy ball tonight.
9 months pregnant. Oh, you like turn to the side and I.
I'm on a swivel chair.
Oh, okay, that's why. Anyway, so there's like Angry Birds, but Topgolf edition.
Oh, fun! So, I love Angry Birds.
See, I know that you would like it. So you just select your players. Okay, Kira's going, and you have three shots. And the first one you hit, it tells you like aim for like the blue target. So the blue one's like a little off to the left. So you get there, and then on the screen it shows you like, you know, the bird house collapsing and killing the bird, whatever. And then it's like, okay, go a little more to the right to like hit the rest structure down, whatever. So it's just fun. So you can like choose what game, and you know, if people are going, they're really good at golf and they want to do, I don't know, a more difficult game, they can do that. Or like the furthest. Literally, I have this guy on my team. Shout out to him, because he used to be a MLB player. Fun fact. And then he's not anymore. He's working with me. But he has
he's working with
that's
me.
That's kind of fun. Sad for him. Great for us. But his arm is literally insane. Like, insane. Like, to the point where I'm like, that looks like it's going out. And then on the screen, you can see, like, where it's going. And it's, like, hitting the back cage, like, every time. And that's, like, that's hard. Wow. I mean, I don't know because I can't hit that far. But I'm like, that's, like, really far. Anyway, so I'm like, we should be doing a game for, like, him that's, like, the furthest, you know. Distance, whatever. So you can kind of select what you want, but it's fun. Honestly, on Tuesdays, I think it's half off from like 5 to 8. So it's like per hour kind of a thing, but we got a discount because it was like, you know, we had the max amount of people for a certain amount of bays and things like that. So it was fun, but I think my wrists just aren't used to that motion because I don't golf. So, and then I went immediately, this is my fault, immediately from that to playing pickleball with some friends.
Okay, wrist.
And so literally,
yeah, your wrist is busted. Ouchie.
No, my wrist. It's busting. I was typing and I'm like, can I work? And then I'm also on my period, so then I'm also like, oh, I can't work. My wrist and my brain and my uterus.
It all hurts.
And also, I need ice cream.
That's funny.
So, and I feel old. Like, I literally am like, I was trying to cut my, like, I made pancakes this morning. I was trying to cut it. I couldn't even, like, that motion. Whatever that muscle that you're using doing that, that's what
sounds like a carpal tunnel, like an old lady.
No, literally, I think I do. Gosh, so I'm old. So bye bye to my wrists.
That's funny.
So we have an off-brand Topgolf in Sioux Falls. It's called Great Shots.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's called Great Shots.
It's Great Shots.
I'm Googling that. And I don't know how, like, I think there's some big, like, businesses, some big companies that maybe sponsor it. Like, Sanford, when Noah's mom worked at Sanford, she, like, got a discount there. So, like, if we said that we were Joe Will.
Great Shots.
We could get in for, like, a percentage off. But that's Noah's work. They have like what they call, I forget, is it platinum card or titanium card? I don't know, but they flash that sucker and they get in for free.
So when he works up in Sioux Falls, no they'll way. Go there for lunch and play Top Golf.
No, great That's shots.
Fun.
And play great shots.
Great shots.
But he said, well, he said the other day, he's like, I think I know why guys like to golf. He said, there's something about what? When that club hits the ball that just feels just right.
Something about it.
And I something was like, oh, no. Are you a golfer now? But he's not.
Oh, no.
It's quite expensive. It's
just great shots.
You might be a golf wife.
I'm not. I'll drive the cart and drink.
I was going to say, just sit in the cart.
Yeah.
And just
sit in the cart with your baby and read a book and drink tea. Yeah. It sounds great, actually.
Yeah. As soon as you added the or baby to it, I realized juice. I can't. Hold my baby and drink a marg.
I mean, you could.
I could.
But, I mean,
and drive the cart.
People.
Oh yeah.
People definitely.
You
stare
need
at
a
you.
Hired driver. Yeah. I guess that's the other thing about these games is the food and drinks are really good. Like in the package we got pizza and wings and a charcuterie board that was honestly massive, and it was just like every food item we got was amazing. And then I looked in the back and it's like full bar and everything. And ours even had a mini stage, and I'm like, who is coming and performing? Hmm. Like, you know, I'm sure it's like,
hey,
local
guys,
live bands.
Come out Saturday like, performing
okay.
at Top Golf.
Yes, Southern Charlotte Top Golf. Come on. That's
funny.
Like, that's a little like interesting, that. But it's a vibe. So,
well, that sounds super fun.
Maybe post baby, you should try it and see what you guys think. I'm sure they have that.
There's one that's like an hour and a half away from me.
Oh, okay. I don't know if
it, so
is it worth it?
I don't know if you're not that into golf.
I don't know. Like if it. Like I had a group of friends who were like, hey, we're gonna go, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But something fun that I'm doing next weekend, / I did it 2 weekends ago and I happen to be going again next weekend. So some people at work are planning me a going away party.
Aww.
And they haven't been telling me like what we're doing or anything like that, which I love.
Yeah.
I love not knowing anything and being surprised. And then I go into work and going away party for Casey. We're going laser tagging.
What?
Oh, that's fun.
And I went laser tagging actually 2 weekends ago for my niece's birthday.
No way.
It was
kind of random.
So much fun.
Aww.
It was so
I've never
much
been,
fun.
Actually.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's really fun.
So good.
Yeah.
And so we were.
Wait, I get laser tagging and paintballing.
So let's not.
I don't
let's
know
not,
why.
Because
so different.
Huge difference.
Huge.
Huge difference. Yeah. And I'm understanding now saying the words out loud. Like paintball.
Different, like literally a ball of paint will shoot you and leave welts on your body. And
that's what I was envisioning.
No, laser tag.
Not,
this is all
not
hypothetical.
That.
Lasers, nothing. Everyone's
Got it.
Fine.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. The place that we're going and / the place that we went, same place. But you get broken up into teams and it's a pirate theme.
Oh, so okay.
I don't think I.
Is that not a pirate?
You said it kind of like I. Like you said it.
Arg.
Yeah. Or R maybe is a little more what you're
maybe
looking for.
Maybe that's what I meant. Okay, that's what I meant. Arg.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
But people's names are like Calypso.
Ooh.
Redbeard, Captain Morgan. Like, their names are like that. So
yeah,
it's really
Captain
funny.
Morgan.
And then at the end, you get a whole like rap sheet of who's the best. Who's the worst, and like how many times you shot this person, how many times they shot you. Oh, it was a blast. What was your percentage, your shooting percentage, and all that kind of stuff?
Wait, Bryce, so you're doing this next week?
That's actually really fun.
I'm doing this next week.
That's so fun.
That's actually really fun.
And Bryce that's went really too, fun. So he's going to come again. And so I'm really excited. See, maybe I can get my accuracy up. The thing that I struggle with is I just am so trigger happy. I literally barely took my finger off the trigger. I just was
so you have,
excited.
It's unlimited, like your ammo.
Yeah.
So
I'm
you,
not like
you
out of ammo.
Like,
yeah.
Just spraying
yeah,
bullets.
That's true.
So it tells you how many shots you took, and I literally took double of somebody's shots.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Casey, 500. And everyone else is like 50.
Yeah. But
like, how many do you get? Like, what is the average? Like, I don't even know.
It's unlimited.
Shooting? I don't know. However many people shoot.
Yeah. What? Like, what is the group number? Like, how many people
can I thought you were talking about how many shots I can take. I'm like, I don't know. I'll
I'll take them all.
Try and do as many as I can. We had 8, but I think you could do, it was like 4x4, but I think you could do probably 6x6. So like a group of 12, maybe. I think if I'm remembering correctly, I don't know. Maybe it's more than that, but
fun.
It can accommodate a pretty big group, and the game is 15 or 20 minutes. And we didn't realize how into it we were going to get. Like, I don't know why we didn't think we were going to get into it, because duh. But afterwards, we were all sweating. like dripping sweat.
That's actually awesome.
Dripping sweat.
Well, what's fun and about that type of game is, like, you're almost kind of scared the whole time, too.
Oh, terrified.
Like, you're, like, hiding.
Absolutely terrified. Yeah. And then we're, like, running around. And then there's, like, this point where if you get shot, your, like, vest that you're wearing, like, goes off.
Yeah.
And then until you get out of the way, you're basically unlimitedly getting killed with your laser.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's, like, you need
it's a, like, real life video game. Yes, exactly.
And then you're, like, ah, I got to hide. Like, I don't want. So.
Wait, I'm going to see if Colton's ever done this. So, it sounds like right up his alley.
So much fun. And the fact that they picked this and I just went, I'm, like, wow.
That's really cool.
They're like, is it okay? Can you go? I'm like, of course I can go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paintballing, maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go paintballing. It hurts. Ouch.
I know. It kind of sounds awful.
My brother got into it for a while and he would come home with welts all over his body. My brother did too.
It's like a brother thing. I think it was a
brother phase.
Yeah.
Bryson probably didn't.
I couldn't imagine Bryson doing it. I
can't imagine Bryson doing it.
Bryson and my brother are stark opposites. My brother used to shoot cats, barn cats, out the window with his blowgun. Like a blow dart. Like, and but he had asthma, so he didn't have very good aim. He wasn't a great shot with his blowgun.
He didn't have enough lungs.
He didn't have enough air.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't see Bryson doing that.
No, we were too busy trying to figure out how to do, like, backflips on our neighbor's trampoline.
Cute,
you
cute
know,
little Bryson. It's going to be a dad vibe.
And then it blew away in a tornado. I do remember that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, tornado. Yeah,
not
Virginia,
a tornado.
Sorry, not a tornado.
It just was a windy day, you mean?
It was a windy day. It was a regular windy day.
Just a regular windy day.
Hurricane, basically.
We had tornado warning here yesterday. There was tornadoes. Oh, there were tornadoes.
I saw a
down.
Tornado
yeah.
touch down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that was yesterday or today
okay.
in Iowa.
We've mentioned a tornado like every single episode.
I know the last couple. Well, I told. So we were hunkered down in our offices, you know, and I was telling.
Are you okay?
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm here.
Tornado warnings are. It's not real. It's fine.
Yeah. It was.
Colt says, of course I have laser tag.
Of course I have.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay. Like, who am I? Of course.
Yeah.
And it was okay. Tornado. Okay.
It was like the town over. There was like a barn that got hit pretty hard, actually. But we were fine. But I was scared for my dog because he was in his kennel. And his kennel is right beside the front door that's just a glass door. And I was like,
What if you would have come home and he was like gone?
Well, I literally told one of my coworkers, I was like, it's dumb for me to risk my life and my fetus's life to drive home to check
to
on
go
my dog,
move your
right?
dog.
And they were like, yeah, do not do that. I was genuinely concerned. Yeah. And then all the like moms there were like, Meredith, shut up. We have children we're worried about. Like,
yeah. No
you know, like, what about, worrying about your dog?
You're like, but my child isn't here yet.
They're like, you have your child with you. Count your blessings.
Yeah, that's true. At least you know they're safe if you're safe. Oh, that's kind of, that's kind of wild. My gosh. Yeah, just like that they're safe because they're like in you.
I can't wait till she gets out of me, though.
Oh, get the frick out. You know what I mean?
I've heard that of pregnant people. Like, just what you hit a certain time and it's like, all right. Because both of you could have them soon.
Yeah.
Like any day, essentially.
I was really... I still am like anti. I really don't want to be induced, but with each day that passes, I'm like, I wouldn't be that bad.
I definitely get it.
You know,
I definitely get.
Like, especially we have plans for like family to be in town like the week after I'm due. I'm like, if there's not a baby here by then, like,
it's kind of put a damper on the plans.
Everyone's gonna be like, so we can't.
Everyone's here, and you're like, well. Yeah.
Came here to see the baby and it's still inside you. Yeah. So.
Ooh. I've just thought of a fun thing that we need to do. We should make our predictions for like the dates.
Because when this comes out, I could have my baby.
That's true.
Exactly. And we should, Casey, you and I should guess Mare's baby name.
Ooh.
Or do we know? She told it to us once, I think, secretly.
Oh, she did.
Oh, you don't have it figured out?
No. I have like four for sure. That we have four that we like, but we don't. I maybe have told you the four, but
I think you've told me one of them because I think you and JC like the same name.
Oh yes, yeah. Mm. That one is not quite my top one anymore. Unless I see her and I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. But
that's what you are.
Yeah.
Mm. Just kind of waiting to make that eye contact,
and her eyes are like this,
right there, because she can't see anything.
Yeah.
Literally 2 inches.
I think I'm gonna have my baby on the 13th, which is the Monday after Mother's Day, because that's I foresee them. If I'm induced, they'd probably bring me in, like induce me, like Sunday night, the 12th, and then I'd have the baby hopefully on the 13th or the 14th.
Oh yeah, so a day after you really, really want.
I know I want it on Mother's Day. I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah. But. My gut is telling me, maybe it's the Holy Spirit. I don't really know.
Same thing. Right?
I was just about to freaking say that.
It's telling me the 10th.
Okay, I like that.
A 6'10 baby. Like, that's just so such an even 5'10.
Yeah, so.
That's what I meant. 5'10. I don't know.
You know what? I'm not going to tell her.
I don't know anything. Okay. I know. I saw your eyes and I was like, I don't think I
said
anything wrong.
Such an even number. 6'10.
Such an even number. Yes. Okay. Such an odd number. 5'10.
You want to do 5'11 now because now they're both.
I kind of.
Well, you can.
I kind of want to say May 11th.
You can do anything you want.
Okay. I'm changing it. May 11th. Okay. That's what I think. Okay, Case. She's really contemplating this calendar.
I know. I'm looking at the calendar right now.
I'm due on the 8th.
I honestly would want to say the 13th, but you already said that, so that's lame to say.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said what I think.
I'll take the 12th. I'll take the 12th. Why not?
Okay.
I'd love that.
I'm writing this down.
The 12th.
You're due like the 25th, right?
Yeah. And I'm aiming personally for the 18th.
A week before. I am aiming for
I love
this.
That.
Wait, Mary, you said for you 5/13?
Yeah.
Okay.
Case, tell me about your sisters and mothers. Did they go on their own? Were they
all
ever
went
late?
On their own.
Okay.
Never late.
Okay.
Always early.
That's nice. I'm going to guess.
I guess Cammy technically was induced because her baby was small. Kalia.
Yeah.
If you're out there, you were tiny.
Teeny tiny.
If you're out
Casey,
there.
Casey, we could have our baby like the same day.
I know.
That's crazy.
That would actually be really cute. I hope that
I'm hoping
happens.
For the 14th for you.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I'm going to tell Bryson he's going to pee his pants.
Why?
Because he's like, I want you to go late. I am not ready.
That's so
you know,
funny.
He's like, actually, if they can come in like August.
Yeah.
Can we have the summer yet?
Baker a little extra.
It was
long.
Actually really funny. Bryce was like, you know what I just realized? Women are basically pregnant for like 10 months. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. He was like, Bryce.
That's a really long time. I was like, oh I gosh. Know, isn't yeah. it? And he goes, man.
Like, look at me.
That's really, really long. And so that felt really validating.
Yeah.
What doesn't Thanks feel all. Validating, though, is when Supportive you King. Tell people, like, when your due date is, and they're like, oh, you still got a little bit of time.
Mm.
Almost. Oh, no. Oh, not quite there yet. I have been working really hard this whole time, and you're going to tell me that I'm not close?
You're like, I'm so close hey, compared to where I was.
Could be further.
Yeah. Like, you're so mean. Yeah. I literally have come mm-hmm. so far, and you're going to look at me and you're going to say, oh, you're not quite there yet. Yeah. A little bit more time.
Yeah.
You getting uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm. You doing okay?
But you're not close. No, keep that baby in there.
I'm like,
back off. Don't tell me what to do with my baby.
Yeah.
Just sick of that. Don't tell me. You got some case.
I think your baby's coming the 22nd.
Ooh, I like that.
I know it's a little later than you think, but it's.
Oh no, 25th. Like, sorry,
late, isn't it?
No, it's only 3 days before my due date. Okay, here's like where my selfishness comes in. Okay, my birthday is the 29th.
Yeah.
I need separation.
That's why I gave it a week.
Yeah. I know, but like, my birthday I gave them a week. Ago. Mom, remember when my birthday was a week ago?
Okay.
Yeah, shut up. Okay. You got your turn.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's saying, Mom, we just celebrated Mother's Day too.
Man, is this always about you? Yeah, it is.
Your birthday is just a me sandwich.
Actually, honey, you don't get to be celebrated.
It's actually really funny because I told Bryce, I was like, you're going to be in for it because Mother's Day, your child's birthday, my birthday, our anniversary is the next month. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, shoot. Ooh, is it wow. May?
Yeah.
And I do expect, you know,
individual presents.
Something for every single one. I mean, as you should.
Yeah. So it just sucks. Bad timing.
So yours is the 18th. That's what you hope. Okay, Mary, what did you say? 14th.
She said the 14th.
You said 14th. Okay. Okay, I have them written down.
Oh, so do you guys think it's a boy or a girl? We shall see. For me.
I think it's a boy.
You think it's a boy?
I do too, but like I really do. But I also, to be different, I want to say girl just to be different. But like, I think it's going to be a boy.
Okay. You know, don't you?
Like you guys,
I forgot.
No, I don't.
Well, no, because didn't she like accidentally said something?
She did slip, but I have decided that she probably has kids.
Yeah.
That was my decision and I decided to not read into it.
My doctor does the same. He says he because he was and he told me he's like, I have a boy, so I'm just always going to say he, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to use gender neutral pronouns. Zay-zem. Just from now on.
You can just say baby. That's what I do. Or the child.
That's smart.
Our ultrasound tech always says, babe's looking good. And I say, you're talking about me.
That's actually cute.
Thanks, babe.
The babe's looking good.
It's actually kind of wholesome. When I was with my brother and his wife, they kept being like, baby girl, like all this. Mm. Like, oh, when baby girl's here. Oh, when baby, like, I'm going to cry right now. Like, everything's about baby girl and I'm going to die. Oh, also, when this comes out, I think I will maybe be in Maryland or just coming back from their baby shower. So happy baby shower to them.
Yay, wherever Jess you are. Bryson.
I know you're listening. Yay, because they're a little past you guys, but still. So who knows, maybe I'll be baby showering. It's like the weekend of the 17th and maybe your babies will be here.
I want to guess names.
Yeah,
I want to guess.
I think we should.
I guess nothing.
We need. It's okay. I'm not either. Because we need to guess a boy and a girl name for Casey, for Casey's baby, because we don't know.
Okay.
For a girl, I'm guessing Annalise.
Okay.
Because you said before that you like that name. For a boy, I have absolutely no idea. So let me think.
Bryce Jr.
You seem like you're really ready though to. Really
I know.
Say something.
Wait. What was that name that Casey was joking that she loved freshman year?
No, Bryce had one that he was joking.
No, Bryce. No, he's not. He wasn't joking.
Is it Don Travius or something? John Travius.
Don Travius.
Don Travius.
Yes, he was not joking. He was not joking.
Yeah. Don Travius.
I'm putting that down for my boy Mitchie name.
Don for short, or Trey.
I said what if we did Donnie? And he goes, I hate it. I said, that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Also,
Donnie's kind of cute, though.
That's kind of what I thought a little bit. But also, I was like, kind of 80-year-old, too.
I'm envisioning the guy that works at Ace Hardware here in town.
Please.
You know, Donnie at over at Ace.
Donnie at Ace. I got my
money. Find anything you need.
But just think they will be 80 at one point. So it kind of has to go. Like, it has to, like, fit a 0-year old.
Yeah, but
at
some point Robert was a cute baby name too. You know?
Yeah, and
Robbie, that's cute. Anything with an IE at the end for some reason just
for a boy
is like cute. Robbie
with IE with a boy for a boy.
I know some Robbies, or maybe
I think it's a Y. If it's a boy.
Is it Y?
I think okay. IE is like the cutesy
girly. Does it really change how we perceive a Robbie by knowing how it's
kind
spelled
of,
or
up here and in here?
It's a mental thing
and down there.
I saw it in your eyes. You were gonna say something like that. Wait, so what's your boy name? Did you come up
she
with
can't
one?
Come up with it.
I'm gonna say. I feel like any name, every name that's coming to my head, Casey hates. I don't know why. The only name that's coming to my head is Chad, and I know that's not going to
oh
be
my
what
gosh.
She. I know. I know you're not going to name your baby boy
Ew,
Chad. But that's the only name that's coming to my
Mitchie.
Head. What other Chad. Boy names are there? I haven't even thought about boy Brandon.
You haven't said Brad.
What about Blandon?
Dylan.
Blandon.
It's like Landon, but with a B.
But with a B. Kara wasn't there.
It's our own. It's our thing.
I wasn't. I was just gonna roll past it, not even pretend.
Casey and I don't have many
no
things.
Idea.
We really don't.
So
that's
I like that we have that.
That's
yeah.
the one
we have
thing.
SpongeBob and we've Blandon.
Keep it.
Like Landon, but with a B.
And we're not gonna explain
oh
it
my
either.
Gosh.
Never.
Not even for the listener.
The
sorry, you guys.
To the grave. To the grave.
Okay, Key. What are your guesses for her? For her baby.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a cute name, Annalise, because like my name is Elise. So like if it is Annalise, it's
your name
like...
is not Elise. Your middle name is Elise.
Well, okay. Did I say my name? Oh, okay. That's fun. That's a new one.
That's a fun lie.
Yeah, that's a fun lie. For a boy, I'm going to say Nicholas
Cage.
Just a classic...
Nicholas Cage Nitchie.
Shit.
Yes.
Nick Nitchie.
Nicholas
hey,
Gil
Nick.
Nitchie.
Hey, Nick Nitchie. How's it going?
Okay, yeah, maybe not. Dang
nope.
it.
Locked in.
Nick Nitchie? No. Can I
no,
change?
No, it's locked.
Fine. I need to write that down. Nick Nitchie. Why does that sound like a cuss word? Okay, for a girl, mm-hmm. Savannah.
That's my cousin's name.
Wait, don't you have a cousin named
yeah.
Savannah? Maybe
yep.
that's why nope. I thought of that.
Oh, I have another one, but I already did one.
Okay, why is this hard?
Can
I was like, this is fun. I'm like,
the
I
one that I said
thought about,
or the one that
it.
Just
yeah.
came to my head.
Yeah, whisper.
Brielle.
What are these names? Braille?
Brielle.
Brielle? Brielle?
B-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Wait, so how unique are you guys going? Because I could be like Willow Tree.
Willow
like,
Tree.
Do we like Willow?
I'm not giving
or like,
anything away.
I'm literally not oh. telling at all. I think
oh,
it's
gosh.
So funny that people think they can like get things out of me.
We're not doing this to
because
get
you,
things out of
you.
Are people like trying to?
Literally can't.
I'm not trying to get anything out of you. I just think it's fun to
no,
guess.
I'm kind of thinking of other people too, though, because
oh, sure.
they're like.
Okay, I'm just locked in on the S name, so I'm just going to go classic Sarah. I don't know. That's I'm locking in the most basic two names of all time. Okay, for Mare's baby names. I feel like you would like a Willow or something.
You can't. You basically said Willow for me. You can't turn around and go Willow for her.
Yeah,
but I am because, yeah, I'm locking it in.
Kay.
Willow, Casey's really thinking.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. She
knows.
Knows
what
name,
am I gonna guess?
So, well,
no, I thought you were gonna yeah. do the boy's name.
I'm not having a boy.
Why would we guess the boy
sorry.
Name?
Sorry. I'm so used to I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so
it's okay.
used to not knowing.
It's okay.
What, oh, that's funny. I could guess that.
Nope. Just I saw her little labia on the scan, so.
That's funny.
Go.
Totally okay. didn't even think right. that you could know. That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Violet.
Violent, actually.
Oh my
violence.
Violence.
That's actually kind of
violence
cute.
Hop.
Okay. I'm writing that down. Okay, Mary, you want to guess? Imagine. How about, I feel like maybe it's going to be like a lavender, daffodilia, tulip.
When I was in utero, my parents convinced some of their family friends' kids that
in utero, I'm sorry,
I know. Well, like, okay, breath. When my mom was pregnant with me, they
no,
convinced,
I know what you mean, but
they,
that was
yeah,
weird.
Sorry, thank you. They convinced some of their like friends' kids that they weren't gonna name me Forsythia, which is like a kind of flower,
okay.
And they were like,
foreskin, that's all I hear,
yeah.
Oh,
no, it's not a cute name.
Oh, gosh,
but it's not my name.
Do you guys want to guess my baby names?
No, not really.
Braxton.
We've been on this for a hot minute. Hicks.
Dawson.
Creek.
Cute.
Carter.
Cute. Okay.
Baby clothes.
Actually, I really do like Carter.
I also liked Carter.
I think it's
but
cute.
We have a
but like for a girl.
Oh. Oh, that's kind of cute too.
My cousin has Carter. Yeah. Olivia. My cousin Olivia's
like
girl is Carter.
Oh, cute.
Oh, really?
And Leo.
I like boy names that are girls better than girl names that are... I just don't think it works the other way, and I don't know why. But I do love a boy name that's a girl. I just love it. I'm like, you're going to be tomboy.
Like
you're going to be really good at sports.
For a girl is kind of cute.
Elliot. I do like that.
Wow. Okay. Get it.
I'm going to begin. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. I'm Kiara.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Meredith.
And we just want to say thank you for tuning back in on this fine and lovely Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a fun...
Yeah,
Wednesday!
Also known as Hump Day.
Yeah.
Where did that begin? Like, why?
What do you mean? It's from the Geico commercial.
Hump Day.
With
oh...
The camel walking around.
I kind of forgot about
guess
that.
Guess what day it is.
Oh.
Hump day.
Hump and everyone's like
day.
Sick
That's
of
right.
him. Like,
I did
it goes,
about that.
Who's happier than someone on a Wednesday? Like,
oh.
Who's happier? Or no. How happy are customers who work with Geico?
That's it.
And then it's like, happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Hump what made day? It mainstream.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm actually envisioning the commercial as you
he's
say
he's like
that
walking
now.
Through an office and everyone's so over him and then those guys are like playing guitar and they're the ones bantering back and forth and doing all those things. I really liked that era of commercials.
Me too.
I feel like we were in
Man,
a good
bring
era
bring back Geico
the one
commercials
that had the,
I mean the gecko's fine
it was the
but
same
like
pig out the window yeah. Like how happy wee, are customers
wee, wee.
Yeah
yes. I still do that Tuesday.
Stick your head out the window and go wee.
Well, I don't put the window down because I don't really love that, but I will yell wee as we go over hills with
so nothing.
Well, I just I just yell the wee part. I just don't put my head out the window. And I don't have a pinwheel.
I do that exact thing. Windows up.
So if I don't put my head out the window, don't have a pinwheel and I'm not a pig. I just yell wee.
It's funny. Oh, I haven't seen a commercial. I think I only see them once a year at the Super Bowl. And that's about
There's
it.
There's not commercials anymore. Now it's like ads. Like I just see ad, which is the
oh,
same
true.
Thing, but it's just different name for it because.
Wait, that's actually a good point. What's the difference between
it's
commercial
like the
and
same,
ad?
Basically.
I was going to say, wait, how are they so much different when it's an ad versus a commercial?
Yeah. Like on Hulu, you have like a minute and 20 of advertisements.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
It doesn't say like commercials.
Advertisements.
Yeah.
Oh.
An advert.
It's just maybe a different, it's a different word for the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what Kira's actually telling all of you right now, listeners, is that she's too rich to pay for the cheaper versions of all of these subscriptions.
Yeah.
Where I'm out here like, I'll pay for the $4 peacock if I have to watch $5 ads.
Shut
So what she's telling you all, listeners, specifically you, as you sit in your car or you're sitting in the kitchen or wherever you are making dinner, you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she wants you to know.
Mm-hmm.
No. So
actually what I do want you to know, and I hope this person forgets that I'm on their family plan, is that I'm on people's family plan and they have the premium subscription. So I'm just a moocher.
You know what? That adds up.
Muncher offer. Moocher.
You were right the first time. You should have stopped.
I'm just a muncher.
I backtracked and then I thought that I was a muncher. Muncher.
No.
It sounds wrong, but to be honest.
Moocher.
M-O-O-C-H. Not muncher.
Oh, okay. I think we need to have like English 101.
For you.
Just for you.
For you.
For me specifically. No. And actually what I did right now while I Googled ad versus commercial is actually our topic for today.
That's perfect.
What a seg.
So I wanted to just, what a segue. Thank you. Thank you. So today we're going to be going through.
So I said seg. It's not even funny.
It's kind of gross too. I hate that nickname.
I know, sorry.
Oh, that's funny. Oh
my gosh. No, but today we're going to just treat you to something, our audience, our IBFers, if you will. We're going to go through our most recent Google searches and just enlighten you with the things that we want to know. And this might expose us a little bit. This might embarrass us a little bit. But that's what we're here to do. We are here to just put a smile on your face.
We're here to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So this is just going to be funny. Hopefully it's not like too embarrassing. Mine might be. So I'm a little nervy. Also, what do you guys use on your phones? Is it Chrome. Safari or?
I have the Chrome app.
Okay.
I use Safari. I do have the Chrome app and I use it if it asks me, would you like to use Safari or Chrome? And whatever I feel like clicking that day is what gets
clicked. Like that. Okay. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Please. One of mine is, how do I get my dog to stop eating sticks? This dog,
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
We researched, we asked like the lady that we got him from, like, what's the best dog food? You know, like, we want him to be healthy, but we don't want to spend like a ton. Like, I'm not going to get like farmer's dog for him, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely not.
But I know Purina is like supposedly really bad. Like, that's the worst thing you can give to your animals.
Okay.
And so I was like, what's the best? And so we have, what's it called? Nutrisource or something.
Oh, okay.
It's like a decent, I don't know. It like is a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And this dog won't eat it. But as soon as he goes outside, he'll chomp on them sticks. And I finally the other day was like, whatever. Like, I'm over it. It's fine. Well, I came home from work and he had pooped in his kennel and he pooped out sticks. I almost want to like take him to the vet and make sure his butthole doesn't have like splinters. You know?
Have like issues.
So I don't know how to get him to stop eating sticks. The answer to that was take sticks away from him.
Okay.
The answer was, can't have this anymore.
To be stupid and not think of that yourself.
Yeah. Feels great.
Okay. I'm going to segue into my next one.
Yes.
I was like, when Kiara brought this topic up, she was, oh my gosh, let's talk about our Google searches. My initial thought was like, whatever, like, it's not even that funny. And then I realized some of the things I'm looking up and I'm like, what the frick?
No, right? They're funny.
They're kind of funny. So the first one I'm going to start with is, where is Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes.
We all want to know. So what did Google tell you?
It's telling me that she recently started a podcast. The podcast, however, only lasted a couple episodes and was wildly unsuccessful due to the fact that she barely spoke.
Oh.
And I watched a clip of it, and it was horribly painful.
Oh.
This came in light of the Nickelodeon
documentary.
Thank you. I was like, what's the freaking word?
I think that was one of my Google searches.
Obviously, she wasn't in it. And also, what was the documentary called again? I'm like, Behind the Curtain.
Quiet on Set.
Thank
quiet
you. I was set. Like, why am I thinking Behind the Curtain?
Yes, Quiet on Set.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked about it last episode, I think.
Yeah. So watching that
Oh my gosh. Excuse me, watching that. She had a huge part in that.
Yeah.
Everything. And then I'm like, well, where the frick is she?
Right.
And obviously you go down this rabbit hole and then you start seeing all these crazy things. Like, she got a lobotomy. She was at one point impregnated by Dan Schneider himself. Like,
what? Things, theories go a little crazy. So that simple search
got you a lot of info.
Unlocked many, many things, which it's all so sad because the truth of it is you look at a picture of Amanda Bynes present day and you are like, who is that?
No, yeah. Absolutely.
And I, so like Naomi and I, we love Amanda Bynes. We'd have, okay, Amanda Bynes marathon movie, like marathon night, and some of her, some of my favorite things she's ever done were the early 2000s. She rocked. She owned the early 2000s. Like, if you only knew her from 2000s. She's the Man. Yeah. If you only know her from She's the Man, I feel bad for you because she did so many other good movies.
Google her.
Google her. Watch all her movies. She's literally so funny. And the documentary was just really heartbreaking. So I just was like, you know what? Maybe if I type in where she is, I can find her and I can go help her. Didn't find her.
Oh, my
God. Don't know where she's at.
Can't help.
It's like, just checked in to this hotel.
I know. Like, they're going to tell me. But anyway, that was kind of the idea behind it. And Bryce also didn't believe me that she looked the way that she looks right now. So if you haven't seen a recent picture of her, maybe don't
do it.
I know.
Heartbreaking. If you're listening and you want to come on this pod,
Amanda,
you're always welcome.
Amanda, please. I don't know. Maybe too soon. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe too soon.
Yeah. But anyway, Amanda, we love you. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah.
My most recent has to do with what I was talking about earlier in the intro to this episode. Why does my wrist hurt after Topgolf? And I spelled
you did not.
I honestly spelled every word wrong, and it still somehow knew what I meant.
Your poor autocorrect is working overtime.
Oh, overtime, overtime.
Your FBI agent in your phone is so confused; he just thinks that you're illiterate.
No, literally, it's funny going through all of this and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what I meant like 2 weeks ago. But that was
just
my
slow down.
The thing is, I can't. And this is the what it says. It can lead to tendonitis. So I'm trying not to get that.
Tendonitis is overuse care. You went Topgolf one time. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but this is what Google says.
And tendonitis, it says it's going to give me cancer.
And also says I have like 6 months
And I'm
going
to have to amputate my wrist.
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, it says I could do wrist curls to strengthen my wrists at a lower drop down.
Actually, I used to do those. The help with strong wrists, and you push the ball out really far.
I have weak wrists.
So better. Yeah. Remember, we did the test together in PE
college. Above average grip strength.
Above average grip strength.
Above average grip strength. Below average and everything else. But like above average grip strength.
We were both morbidly obese.
Yep.
But we had above average grip strength. So we were hanging our hat on that.
And I could barely touch my toes.
What
like,
a demoralizing day.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
What a demoralizing day.
Every time I did one of those tests, I'm like, I know you're going to tell me I'm obese. I know you're going to tell me all of these things. But I'm
at
like,
least you guys were doing it with each other. I had to do it, I was partnered up with
a boy.
We'll cut her name out.
Oh, okay.
She was like a twig.
Yeah, yes, and so they had to do like the BMI test where you had to like literally pinch each other's skin.
Worse.
And also that was at the time where Dan had just broken up with me and had started dating her.
Oh gosh.
and they were partnered. Yes, and I was like, okay, I already get, yeah, you're way like prettier than I am. And now I have to, I literally was like, there's nothing here to grab. I looked at her, I was like,
you're like, there's nothing here to grab.
Me and Kira were like, how much do you want to grab?
You're like, so do I grab the whole, oh gosh.
We need to include the pinchers.
Yeah.
Let's include the pinchers.
Yeah.
I can envision that gun too that we're like holding and trying to like that test the grip strength. And we wrote that down. I said above average, baby. And that's why I can open every jar, like everything that like people are like, I can't get it. I'm like, I got
hand
you.
It over. Yeah. Hand it over.
Yeah.
That gave you the confidence you needed.
Mm-hmm. Man who? No, that's I got funny. This.
Oh, that's really funny. Well, I hope your wrist is okay. And I think you're not even close to getting tendonitis.
I don't think I'm dying. So that's good.
All right, Mary, okay. What you got?
So I have another one. Well, there's like five in a row that all are about the same thing. So I'm just going to read one of them and you'll get the gist.
Okay.
Sorry, it was really long, so I had to click into it. Carbon monoxide and smoke detector going off saying fire. Also, this was searched at 3 a.m.
Oh,
do you
want to
guess what happened?
Mm. Your
alarms went off.
Some sort of alarm going
off? Yeah, so all of a sudden, also, it was just kind of funny. So, yeah, at 3 a.m., so all of our fire alarms, like smoke detectors, they're like wired in. So if one goes off, they all go off in the house.
Ew.
Okay. So like, good if there's a fire, bad
good
if there's
a fire.
Not a fire.
Bad if there's not a fire, which more than likely there's probably not going to be a fire.
Right.
Yeah.
But the whole house is blown
so,
up.
So Sunday night, we're sleeping, dead asleep. 3 a.m., the alarms start going off. And Noah, who is the most calm, cool, collected, like not a nervous Nelly at all, he like shoots up and he goes, ah! And he goes, oh my gosh! Like he just starts yelling. And I was like, honey, it's just the fire. Like, it's okay. And in my head, I was like, this dude's losing his mind. And in my head, I go into college mode where I'm like, I start putting on a sweatshirt and to go outside and wait for the fire department to come.
Wait a minute, what am I doing?
This is my house.
This is my home.
So anyways, there was a couple in our church who they had a baby. Oh, I think I told you guys this. They had a baby on like Tuesday, and on Friday their carbon monoxide alarm went off in their house and they had to evacuate their house.
Oh,
like,
shoot.
Literally they had like a 3-day-old newborn and like couldn't live in their house. So anyways, our alarms start going off and we tried to figure out like, is it smoke? Is there, and the, we didn't think before we turned it off. We didn't think to pinpoint which alarm was going off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we search all the rooms. And then there's one by our furnace that is also a carbon monoxide detector. So we were like, what if it's carbon monoxide? Could there be carbon monoxide in our house? And we don't know it because we just turned it off and blah, blah, blah. But it was also saying fire. So one of the other searches is something about like, what does it say? Carbon monoxide and smoke detector going off saying fire. So just to make sure that like, it's detecting smoke. So anyways, we turned it off. 2 hours later, 5 a.m., they all go off.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So we changed the battery. We did find the one that it was. It was the one in our bedroom. We changed the batteries in it. Maybe it was like faulty. But also someone told me that if your room is too humid, that could happen. And I do have a humidifier running. Mm. So
I also love that you looked everywhere, but it was literally in your bedroom.
Yeah.
That's
every single one. But that one.
We looked, there's like all of that. Like we looked at all of them, you know, but then we did figure out like, oh, that one's beeping red, like, or it's flashing red. Oh, okay. So I think that's the one that was going off. But anyways,
you guys are okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of scary. And I hate that little, I can like just hear that alarm in my head now. It's just the worst.
It's the worst.
Yeah. At 3 a.m. That was funny though. I remember getting woken up in the middle of the night and being like trying to go outside for the fire marshal to come.
Case, didn't you sleep through one?
Oh, I'm sure.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Or you like,
I probably don't remember that I was sleeping. Oh, I think we just stayed because we're like,
you just stayed in bed.
I was like, just text me if it's real. I think that's what I said.
I think you did. Text me if I'm actually going up in flames, please.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, got it. Yeah, they're like checking every room and she's like, oh gosh.
No, I think they checked on us. They're like, hey, are you coming out? I'm like, yeah.
I never went out.
I'm going to hard transition from fire alarms.
Yes, please.
So I had my baby shower this past weekend.
Yay, baby shower.
And we played this trivia game. And the question was, what is the record for most children ever birthed by a single person?
Oh, okay. That's actually fun. Okay. And I don't know that answer.
The answer is shocking. It's disturbing.
Wait, are you going to tell us?
Is it double digits?
It is double digits. So every time I've asked somebody this question, they usually are like 26, 21, right? And I'm like,
I was going to say 27. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50.
It's worse.
Oh,
what?
69. No.
Shut up.
69. How? Children. I'll tell you.
Okay.
The greatest officially recorded number of children born to one mother is 69 to the wife of Fedor. I don't know how to say the last name, so I'm not going to. It was born. Okay. She was born 1707 to 1782 is when she lived. Okay.
So not that long.
She's from Russia.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. In 27 confinements, I don't know why they use that word, but they said it.
Oh,
in 27 confinements, she gave birth to 16 pairs of twins,
what? Oh.
7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
No.
Without modern medicine, she did all this herself.
That's actually wild.
That's 69 insane.
69 children.
We're probably all related to her somehow.
Honestly. So
line.
That's a lot of kids. And I was telling somebody, like, hear this crazy fact that I learned. And we both just sat there stunned and we struggled with it. And
it's, yeah.
But it's the truth.
69 yeah. kids.
I'm struggling to even want to conceive another.
Oh, I know.
After this one.
I know. But then another kind of like random fact as I was like looking that up, you know, like, is this Kong or that one guy who conquered a bunch of places? He was from like Japan or something. Genghis Kong. Maybe I made that. Huns.
Oh, that sounds
like Attila the Hun guy.
Yeah.
It's said to that he may have fathered over 1,000 children.
Oh.
Probably not consensually.
Yeah, not consensually is a majority of probably those children.
Wow.
1,000.
That's insane.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my other Google search.
Wow.
Doesn't that just make your insides hurt?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Whoa.
I don't like that at all.
I bet her stomach skin was just like clear. Oh,
probably.
Clear. Like see-through. From being stretched out so
much. The babies were probably just falling out by the end.
Yeah, she'd sneeze.
Please. Like, I wonder how old she was when she gave birth to her 69th. Probably pretty old.
Yeah, there's no way she was that young.
I mean, at least they were like twins and quadruplets and triplets, you know?
Yeah.
So she could knock a couple of them out at once.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Yeah.
Still.
All right, Key.
Okay, mine is, how old is Benny Blanco?
That's a great question.
He looks like he could be 15 or 45.
I couldn't agree more.
How old is he?
There's no in-between, but there is an in-between. And he's 36 as of like 2 weeks ago. So he just had a birthday.
HBD Benny.
HBD Benny.
How old is Selena?
She's 31.
Okay.
So they only have a 5-year age gap.
I think she was older than that.
Yeah. Yep. No, she's 31. So I had dinner with my roommates and we were talking about like celebrities that make sense and celebrity or couples that make sense and couples that don't. And I'm like, they don't make sense for me in one way, but also they do in another way because he does really treat her well. And it just seems like she's just in love and happy. And I'm like, go off because you do deserve that. Yeah. But then I was like, I don't know. Is he younger? Is he old? Like, I just
he also
kind of
acts like
vibe.
A child. Like, there's certain things he does that I'm like, I'm embarrassed.
No, I would agree. You're 36, but you're acting like you're 21.
Yeah.
But no, he's very, you know, he's old enough to be. And again, you know, this is just all perception of a couple things I've seen, but I don't think I get him yet, and I want to for her sake, because I feel like we're like, you know, we're yeah. sisters. She doesn't know it, but we are. Anyway, I was curious of how old he is, though. So 36. Wow, I stumbled on that. 36.
Wow.
Final answer. Thanks, Google.
All right, Mare.
Do you want to do one more round?
Yeah,
two more rounds?
I have one more.
One more? Okay. This is just a blanket search, Gypsy Rose.
Nothing specific.
Well, because but at the time this comes out, this will be old news. Like, we're pre-recording this.
Yeah.
This is April 17. But last week I saw something about that her and her husband are getting divorced, yes. and that she's filing a restraining order.
Oh, boy.
And I did actually see that.
She's been spotted with her ex-fiance, which I didn't even know she had an ex-fiance.
Oh, really?
Another, like,
yeah,
prison.
I didn't know that. That she got a tattoo with.
Romance. I didn't know that.
Oh, gosh. I saw somewhere that she got a nose job. Maybe that's
she's
not.
She's getting a nose job.
What
yes.
the frick?
I don't think she's gotten it yet, but she is going to. Yes. I'm nervous for Gypsy Rose. I'm nervous for where she's going. I think same. There's only one way that she can go, and I think it's the Amanda Bynes way.
Oh,
unfortunately.
I hope not.
Maybe she'll show up on her podcast.
Oh, man. Oh. What if they start a podcast? I would subscribe, notification bell.
I would smash that like button.
Every episode mm-hmm. of their mm-hmm. podcast if they did one together. Please.
Gypsy Rose.
Oh, Gypsy. Oh, Gypsy. Oh, Gypsy, Gypsy.
I just care about you. I just hope you're doing okay.
Yeah.
I do, to be honest.
Kind of along those same lines. Slash, I don't really know how old Gypsy Rose is. Does she know how old she is? I don't know.
Oh,
but
that's a great question.
My most recent search, or one of them, was what generation is raising Gen Z?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
uh-huh.
And this kind of stemmed from I was talking to my niece. My niece, she just turned 14. She just had her 14th birthday. That's when we went laser tagging. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing how kids act in school. And I was like, so how bad are the kids? Because, you know, you see videos yeah, and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, tell mm-hmm. me how bad they are. You know, like, give it to me. She goes, they're really, really bad. And I'm like, okay, but like, how bad? And she proceeds to tell me that there are so many kids vaping in the bathrooms. They skip class. They have broken the ceiling off, like chunks of the ceiling. They graffiti over everything. They never listen to the teacher. They'll stand up in the middle of class and class won't resume until they sit down, but they refuse to sit down. So my niece is literally like, I feel like I can't learn. I feel like my education is like basically getting taken away from me because these kids are so bad.
You say stop being such a goody-goody.
Right.
Please.
And I was like, who is raising these kids? It's Gen X.
Gen X.
Gen X is raising Gen Z. And these are also a lot of the iPad kids
mm-hmm.
okay. that have a terrible attention span. And I think Gen X was trying really hard to not be their parents, which were boomers.
Yeah, sure.
And I think they went a little too far. So I'm not, hey, don't sit out there and be like, I'm a Gen Z. Don't see, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm not saying mm-hmm. don't hear that.
We're not slandering them.
I'm worried about your parents. I'm wondering what your parents are doing.
So where do the millennials fall in all of this?
I bet there are some millennials that are raising, right?
Well,
I think
they would
so.
Have to be like teen. Like my sister is a millennial.
So my sister is a millennial and she's raising Gen Z's. She's also a very young mom.
I was going to say, maybe it's
the young ones.
Yeah.
But Gen Z, like, I don't know how old the youngest Gen Z is, you know. I don't know if it's like, now the youngest Gen Z is like 14 or something like that, or 15.
Yeah, true.
Because.
Shoot, that's a good question.
I don't know.
But it, I don't know. It just kind of took me down this whole, like, who's raising who? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Because my niece is trying to learn in school and you guys are distracting her. And that's making me upset.
Yeah.
So if you're vaping in the bathroom and you're skipping class and you're walking out of the classroom because you just don't feel like being in there anymore.
Boo.
Don't do that.
Don't even do that.
Bare minimum. Look someone in the eye when you're talking to them.
Oh, my goodness.
That's bare minimum. We didn't talk about that with pet peeves, but that is a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm talking to someone and I know it's like a Gen Z and they like won't look at me. Mm-hmm. They like are looking like straight ahead. I'm like, am I making you uncomfortable? I feel like I'm giving you a decent amount of personal space. Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look me in the eyes.
Yeah. Anyways. Did I ever tell you about the guy I went on a date with once and he like wouldn't look me in the eye?
I forget about your boobs.
I forget. No,
I do the same
everywhere but my body. Essentially, it was like in the sky
at our waitress's body.
You must have been having a bad day.
Oh, that's actually funny. At everyone that's else's funny. Body but mine. It was weird vibes.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, I just looked up what our kids' generation will be. Gen Alpha.
Oh,
okay.
Gen Alpha is born between 2010 and 2025. So that's an interesting thing.
So then what's the cutoff then for Gen Z?
I guess 2010. When, like, what would it be? 2000? Or 19? Some people say, like, so, like, I'm 1996. And some people say that that's Gen Z. And some people say that's millennial.
Oh, that's why we say we're zillennials.
Yes. So I'm guessing not you. That
not you,
not me. I'm so old and I'm like just definitely a millennial.
So I'm guessing it would be that age to 2010.
To 2010. Yeah, that would make sense.
And then 2010 to 2025 is Gen Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So unless I have a baby like now, my baby's going to be in a different bracket. Oh my
gosh. Different tax bracket.
I'm going to have them munch off of someone else's
good one.
I like good that.
Thanks. All right, Kara, what's your last one?
To bring it home, my other latest Google search is retina or retina, because I didn't know how to spell retina. And I don't know how else to say it other than the emphasis. I didn't know if it was retina, like R-E-T-N-A, or if it was R-E-T-I-N-A. Retina, because I was talking about my eyeballs, I think at work. We're talking about something with a sensitive... Yeah.
I just really love you so much.
I know. Sometimes I don't know stuff, and I needed to Google retina or retina, and Google literally says...
retina.
Do you mean retina or retina? Like, literally, both are the same word. I'm like,
it corrected
well, now
you.
I know what it is, because...
I guess you got your answer.
I'm going to screenshot this and show it, because it's... kind of funny.
That's really good.
That's all I got, to be honest.
Wow.
But there is an artist, like a musical artist, and his name is Retina.
Is it spelled like the right way?
No, it's pronounced it's spelled the way that I would have thought. R-E-T-N-A. That's kind of funny.
Or retina.
I always tell myself retina.
Retina.
Retina. Yeah, I need to do that. It's like every time for Wednesday, I'm like, Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. Or definitely. Definitely.
I still don't know that one. Autocorrect just autocorrects me. And I'm like, all right.
Or does it?
I think you just have given up on trying to spell.
Yeah. It takes too much time, to be honest. I'm like, all right.
That's funny.
That was fun, though. Good. I liked that.
Hey, well, thanks for listening to our unhinged Google searches.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think I really didn't think that I had a lot to offer, but I guess I ended up kind of having some things to offer. Kara, that was gold. Thank you for ending on the most classic Kara thing that could ever be.
Yeah. You know, anything for my listeners, for my fans. I know you're out there. Please send us an email and let us know.
Please tell me that like you like me.
Please tell me that like in writing, specifically. It's been from pod@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right, Mare, what do you have to bring down the mood today?
All right. Well, in our last episode, we talked about doing a segment of Never Have I Ever. So that
we did do that, didn't we?
But I don't know how to format it. How should do we just like go around? Like we just we each have five fingers and we go around and
Okay.
Don't expose me.
You go first, Mare.
No, we all go at the same time, homie. That's how it works.
Well, no, but someone has to ask the question.
But someone says it. Like,
well, yeah, it's. Yeah. Oh, so we're actually playing. I didn't know if you had things already ready for us.
No, we're playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured. Okay.
We're all like, what?
I know. I should have prepped.
I know. Maybe we should look up. Wait, hold on.
Don't look up. They're going to be like, never have I ever been with more than 12 people.
Oh. Okay. I have one.
Okay.
Okay, never have I ever. My first one is never have I ever kissed someone on the first date. I know it's been a while since you guys have
dated.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got one.
Who'd you kiss and tell us everything that happened? Was there tongue involved?
No.
Please.
His name was Isaac. We went to, he wanted me to teach him how to play field hockey. So we went to my high school's field and I showed him some moves, you know, because I'm a star. And we hung out and we like sat on the playground there and talked. And then he drove me home and I kissed him in the driveway.
Wow. You kissed him.
I initiated. Yeah. Well, because I was leaving for Northwestern like the next week. So I was like,
okay,
we got to move fast if we want to do something, you know.
That's pretty sick, actually.
Anyways.
Great job.
Okay.
Thank you.
Never have I ever had a speeding ticket.
I hate you.
Okay.
Finger down.
Yeah. Kira, you've literally had a warrant out for your arrest.
I put my finger down, okay?
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I put it down.
She has tendonitis, so she has to be careful with her wrist, but she put a finger down.
I actually can't put any fingers down, okay? I'm immune.
I'm immune. Never have I ever, I don't think I have done this. Never have I ever accidentally sent a text to the wrong person.
I have
too.
I can't remember if I have, so I don't think that I have.
Okay, mine's actually kind of a funny story and it's brief, but.
Okay.
Also, if you're listening along, you better be playing.
Yeah.
Nice. You better put those fingers in the air. Someone that I was talking to, I accidentally messaged him what I thought of the date and I meant to text like a friend and it was a full on voice memo. Like, so I like,
oh, I remember
it.
You saying that. Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad.
A little embarrassing. And then I had to like try to play it off and there's just like no going back.
You can't play that off. It's a whole voice memo,
but it's fine. I've just never recovered. Okay. Never have I ever broken a bone. That's so classic, but I actually really haven't.
I haven't either.
No way. Oh, okay.
Wow, you really thought you were going to get us there, didn't you?
I did.
I sprained my ankle, but didn't break a bone.
No. Yeah, I kind of thought Casey would have broken something.
I've come close, but I've never officially broken anything.
Okay.
I bet she like shattered bone and she's like, I'm fine.
It's not
broken. Yeah, it's not broken. I'm going to still play volleyball
on
this.
Healed crooked.
Oh, I do have things that I've healed crooked, but if you don't go in and get it verified that it's not broken, then you never broke a bone.
Yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever gotten a tattoo that I regret. Yes.
Finger down. I don't regret the tattoo itself. I regret the size of it.
And I knew that, but I didn't know how you would respond, Kira. But your finger did go down. So
I went down because I did. The one on my arm is a cover-up, and it ended up being my favorite one, but it started off a cover-up because the one underneath just healed really thin. So I regret, getting that and then having to cover it up. I wish I would have just gotten the vine.
Was it that little thin cross? Or what was
No, actually, the cross is
Yeah, that
there.
One looks terrible.
Yeah, that one that you got is trash. No, that's still on my body. Very much not covered. No, it was, like, a faint, feather. Almost. It was almost like a leaf, but it just looked like Penn, essentially. I don't even know if I told anyone because it was that bad.
Yeah.
One of those.
I don't remember you having that, actually.
Yeah.
She didn't talk about it.
No.
Guys, I'm having a hard time coming up with some. I've done a lot of stuff. Never have I ever.
I've done everything under the sun, actually.
I could, well, like, I can target you guys. I feel like
that's I know.
Rude. Target me. I targeted you. Okay, I'm in this to win.
Never have I ever been to Canada.
Okay, well, that's just...
Sorry, that's... I haven't.
I haven't either. Sorry, Kira.
Sorry, Keek. Kira has one finger left. I have two. Casey has four.
I'm scared. Okay, never have I ever watched Harry Potter.
What?
You still haven't?
You're such a loser.
You know that I haven't.
I thought you did.
I didn't know that.
We've talked about this before.
I thought.
For sure.
I thought you and I both decided that we were like gonna
watch it. Well, we never did.
I did.
So.
Okay. Casey and I both just put a finger down. I have one. Case is okay.
Well, how does Case have three? So, okay, we need to go after Case.
Case, I know. What
it's
the
too heck? Late. I can screw you both over right yeah, now.
But don't.
Why wouldn't I? The point is
never
to win
have
the
I
game.
Never had blonde hair. Shut up. Never have I ever dyed my hair red.
I'm keeping my pinky up if that's the case.
I feel nice, so I'm not going to. I'm not going to do one that I know that you guys have done for sure, but I think this is just an interesting one, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of you had done it. Okay.
Okay.
Never have I ever dined and dashed.
Never.
I never have, actually.
Ah, Kira, I kind of thought maybe I was going to get you on
Kira
that one.
I would, too.
No, I mean, like, fully dyed, no. I've definitely sat at a booth, and then when I looked over the menu, I was like, this actually looks awful. I've left, but I didn't.
Oh, I've done that.
But I haven't, actually dined. It was just, like, either too expensive or just nothing looked good.
Okay, well, I have one that's going to get Kiera.
Oh! Yes.
Mayor, we need to gang up on Casey or else she's going to win.
Gang up on Casey. I'm going to do that one next round. Okay. Never. Oh, but this one's going to get you too.
Well, then change it. Or else Casey's going to win. Taking me down, I'm going to take.
Oh, I have. Yeah. I have such a good one for my next one.
Never have I ever gotten married in a church.
You're so stupid. Okay. Okay.
I'm out. Okay. Imagine
that was such a lame gimme.
I know
so lame.
I know, but thank you.
I am down to two now, and they're both down to one. Okay, Kira, what can you do against me that's not against Mayor?
Oh, is it my turn? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please.
Okay, let's I actually thought it was okay. One's really savage, so I'm not gonna
do it.
No, I can't. It's like too savage.
I'm putting my hand down. My arm's getting tired.
No, same.
I know my fingers hurt.
Ouch, same. I'm getting tendonitis.
You know, it's funny. The two that I was thinking of, like, would be getting both you. Like,
what are they?
Well, the one that I just was about to say was like, okay, this is so bad. This is going to out your sisters, but had like a sister getting pregnant out of the wedlock. That's so
Kiera.
That's so stupid. I know. It's so stupid. I'm not going to do that one.
Thank you. Because that would get me out.
No, exactly. That's what I'm like.
Because that would get me out. Now you have any remorse for your own sister.
Oh, yeah.
Never have I ever been partially deaf.
That is so
dumb. You can't
point
out her disability.
That's fine if that's the route that you want to go, because I have the upper hand right now.
I know. I'm dead, and that's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
We're all down to one, and I'm going out.
We all have one finger.
What is it?
We're all down to one finger. I have the upper hand. Screw you guys. You're going down.
No.
I want to think of a funny one, not just one that I know will get you guys.
Yeah, what's ChatGPT telling you?
You mean Yahoo Finance? The article that I randomly found.
What?
I don't know, you guys, but it's doing really good things for me. I try my phone. I can't pick it up. Bending over is hard.
Well, got to remember
it. Okay, I feel like this will at least get one of you, and it's worth it to me. Okay. Never have I ever DM'd a celebrity.
What? quantify as a celebrity?
Yes. Okay. Yes, put your finger down.
I don't think I have.
Okay, I didn't think you had Mare. But I knew Kiara did for sure.
Fine. Kiara's... I DM'd a couple celebrities. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I know.
None of them have responded. Shocker, but. Just had to say. Okay, fine.
Okay, Kiara's officially dead.
Okay, I'm dead. Mare, I knew I would be me
you
for
and
this.
I.
Okay.
Here
okay, we go. Mare, you have the upper hand.
Well, I'm reading. I like am looking at, you know, options. And there's so many of these that are really funny, but I can't say because I've done them.
Yeah.
Never have I ever intentionally eaten a bug.
Ew. Who do you think I am? A freak?
I don't know if like little Casey ever
say,
like,
baby
I'm going to eat this ant. You know?
No.
I get it.
Okay.
That's kay. A you okay. thing. I'm surprised you're not putting your finger down. All right. Oh, this is a good one. Never have I ever given a fake name.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you definitely have.
Yeah. My bar name was Jamie. When guys would ask me, my name is Jamie.
Oh, that's going to be your baby's name.
Oh, is it?
Takes you back to
carry
those times.
The, carry on funny. The legacy.
Carry on the legacy of crossing or going to the bathroom and just scrubbing off those X's on her hands. baby Jamie.
No.
Yeah.
Little girl.
Well, you guys thought you had me, but in the end, I still came out on top.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
We get it.
I knew
winners win. I don't know what you want me to say. Winners win.
Our next episode, winners we're just going to gang up on Casey. The whole episode. Yeah,
we're going to do this again next time. And we're going to come prepared this time.
All right.
It's going to be all things we know that Casey hasn't or has done.
You literally got me on me.
Never have I ever been half Mexican.
Literally. I'm for being deaf.
I know.
Not even my fault. I literally came out
what I said. I know. I know. That was really so stupid rude. Of me. I'm sorry. So but like.
Funny. Fine. I forgive you.
My creativity juices are gone.
A little bit of a cheap shot.
Never have I ever had a mic that stands up on its own. I'm having to hold mine every single week still. A year in.
Literally been telling you forever. Get a mic
bad
stand.
Bad for my tendonitis.
Shut up.
It's going to be my joke about everything now. So.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, sorry, guys, I can't. I have tendonitis.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you being here. If you're still here, wow. Good for you.
Oh, just wow.
How fast did you lose the game? Or maybe you won. Maybe you're a winner
me. Winners win. That's what Casey said.
Winners win. And if you were a winner, please let us know. Winners, we like to stick together. You know, we kind of keep to ourselves sometimes. So, you know. But feel free to write us an email. We'd love to hear from you at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. I guess Facebook, if you're hanging out there. Interact with us. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
New episodes come out every Wednesday.
Every single week.
Every single one. Every single Wednesday. Wednesday. Oop. New episode.
Hump day.
Also podcast day.
Podcast day.
Podcast day. Well, follow us on all of the things everywhere. Instagram, TikTok.
Me saying it wasn't good enough. So
we
go
already
ahead.
Said all this.
I'm sorry. I was looking at our TikTok.
Gosh.
Look,
don't cut that.
Because
don't cut that. People need to know that Kiara does this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Our outro lasts so long. Every week when I'm editing, I'm like, we say the same thing 20 times.
Okay, not Mare last week just being like, okay, so what do you guys think? And we literally that was our whole episode. So you can't come for me. You can't come for me. That was the whole thing last time.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the TikTok is on 666 right now, and it's kind of freaking me out. So we just need one person.
one people. Go play.
Go play it.
Tell us what your wildest Google searches are.
Yeah. That'd actually be kind
actually,
funny.
That'd be kind of
or
funny.
Did you guys Google search the same things we did? Maybe we're all kind of on the same wavelength.
We were all wondering what Gypsy Rose and Amanda Bynes are up to.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly, who is it?
That's a collab we never knew we needed.
Yeah.
Never knew we needed.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Yeah.
That was so abrupt. But well,
you know what?
You know what? See you later.
See ya.
Bye. I feel like after we do Mare Brings Down the Mood, I'm like, okay, episode's done.
Mare's brain turns off.
In well, my head, mentally, I'm done.
Okay, but
it's like, I also hate an encore at a concert. I don't need an encore.
Ew.
Done.
Ew,
love an
get
encore.
Out of here. I love encore.
I'm heck staying. Nah. People are leaving. You know I'm getting to the front.
Give me a second encore.
Oh my gosh, I'm
closer
leaving. I'm
closer going to, and closer I can get.
Same.
I'll get the car and pick you guys up.
Oh.
Actually, that's a really good deal.
Songs. Yeah, actually, thank you. The best songs are the very last ones.
Even super the Taylor true. Swift concert, I knew she wasn't going to do an encore, and I was like, thank you. Anyways, bye guys. We love you.
Schmaler.
Okay, tune in next week, guys. Bye.
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 Bye.